DJ.
You do? 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get the jackets ready. We have a couple of chilly nights ahead for tonight. With mostly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine around. We'll be a little below normal on the temperature as far as the normal for this time of the year, with a high tomorrow 67, low tomorrow night 42. Then on Thursday, a little bit warmer with a high temperature in the low 70s. Nice weather on Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the upper 70s, and the pollen count still in the high to very high range through the rest of the week. We got another storm system coming in by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, after 2 years of investigating whether or not Donald Trump was a Manchurian candidate whose campaign colluded with the Russians to defeat Hillary Clinton, the Mueller investigation is over, and the report reveals that there was, ding, 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 no collusion. Maybe CNN is finally ready to apologize for being wrong about everything for the last 2 years.
And I think we've done, the media, the press has done one of the great reporting jobs in the history, especially of covering a presidency by the most news organizations. And look, let's look at where the disinformation and mistakes and lying have come from. Hasn't come from the press. It's come from the President of the United States and those around him.
They've done the best job in history. Surely their senior media analyst, Brad Stelter, can admit that the Mueller report's conclusions are devastating for CNN's reputation, which will be forever tarnished. Right, Brian?
Don't be fooled by the partisans who cherry-pick the worst mistakes of individual journalists or the craziest ideas from commentators and claim that's the entire media. It's not. you're going to hear this from the right for the next days and weeks to come. The press basically made all this up to take down President Trump. But the press is just following a trail that Trump created. He has proven time and time again that he cannot be trusted.
Oh, it's Trump that can't be trusted, not the liberal media. Let's see if MSNBC is taking the news that President Trump is innocent any better.
It feels like the seeds of a cover-up are here.
Well, I mean, theoretically, it could happen, right?
Now there's a new conspiracy! Nancy Pelosi agrees, tweeting out, quote, "The American people and the world demand that they release the full report. What are they hiding?" They only released the summary so far because in the actual report is a bunch of classified information, including sources and methods, that needs to be redacted before it's released to the public. Poor James Comey, who's literally the man solely responsible for the creation of the special counsel, because he wrote up a memo saying that President Trump had something to hide and then leaked it to his friend, who he ordered to leak it to the press, tweeted out a picture of himself standing at the edge of a cliff, saying that geological time offers a useful perspective. Don't do it, Jim. I'm sure that your wife and kids still love you. That was on Saturday after we had already learned that there would be no more indictments. And then after the summary was released, revealing that there was no collusion or obstruction, he posted another picture of himself standing in the middle of a redwood forest, staring up at the trees with the caption, "So many questions." Well, maybe Congresswoman Maxine Waters is finally willing to admit that she too was wrong and now ready to move on with her life.
Well, I want to tell you that this president has a way of trying to get into people's heads and indoctrinate them. He's been saying no collusion, no collusion, no collusion, over and over again for a long time now. And he's going to try and conclude that this report is proving that there's no collusion. And you have a lot of his sycophants who will, you know, take the nod from him and they'll say the same thing. But we cannot allow them to get away with this. He does this all the time.
Allow them to get away with this, she says. It's just never going to end with these people. In fact, many of them are doubling down and concocting new conspiracies of a cover-up. Maybe we should be glad because they're going to provide us with endless entertainment for the next 6 years.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Yesterday was like Christmas in the news. And that went away very abruptly this afternoon with the smaller face. It's Happy Hour. I'm Greg. Joey's here.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Really, yesterday was, I hate to use the word gloat, but if there was a day for conservatives, for Trump supporters to gloat, yesterday was that day. Today, out of the blue, I heard my phone ding with a text, and it was from one of the gang circulating the story that all the charges against Smollett were just dropped. Now, I don't know what you believe here. I've told you about Chicago politics. Rahm Emanuel says this was, no pun intended, a whitewash of justice. And supposedly the top police officer,
superintendent,
is livid.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutor was the recipient of $408,000 in campaign donations from George Soros, but she had recused herself from this because she had spoken with Smollett's family when this whole thing came down. So, who made this go away? This was a hate crime. This was a crime that brought out a lot of ugliness. The racial fatigue in America is already at the breaking point. We went through 8 years of that crap with Obama, who proved unequivocally the media, not American citizens. They love to underestimate us, whether you're Democrat or Republican. They love to underestimate us because they boil everything down to, well, it was racist, it was this, it was that, when it's not. We were just not ready for a black president. What a bunch of crap. So this guy, and in the dumbest of ways, stages this fake attack. And now that, I mean, I can see sometimes they'll drop a charge or two, or they'll simplify the case to, you know, get it through right. and get it over with. But to drop 14 charges brought by a grand jury of our peers, based on what? Nobody seems to know. Is Rahm Emanuel really pissed, or is he just putting on a show? How can you possibly trust him? It's just unbelievable. So this one, and look, it's not like we cheer because one man of one race, was facing serious jail time. That's not the point. It's we're always being this false narrative of hate that drives especially conservative voters, which is total crapola. We want results. We don't care what color they come in. And they pass all these ridiculous laws. You know, well, if there was a racial hatred element in the middle of it, then it's even worse, which is ridiculous. How do you know what's in a person's mind? I always make the joke that, if I'm going to get murdered, I sure hope it's by somebody who doesn't dislike me because I happen to be white. I mean, it'd make it much worse. It's stupid. It's political correctness run amok. So when somebody does this, and in such an awkward, clumsy, amateurish manner, to say, look, these Trump people, man, they're bad. I got attacked in a 16 below zero morning with a Subway sandwich in my hand, and the whole thing with the news. I mean, it's almost, if it wasn't so sickening, it would be comical.
How much money would you be willing to bet that at some point, I don't know when, he actually gets attacked now? And I'm not saying it would be from like the people he hoaxed, that he faked. Could be from somewhere else.
He looks like, I would bet, like all the people that preach against guns probably has armed protection.
Yeah, that's wise.
Most of the time. I would especially advise it now.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's going to hunt him down. I really don't. But if justice is to be fair, I think the thing that's driving a lot of the emotions, and I've seen it all over Facebook, all over social media, Twitter, the thing that's driving it is frustration, fairness. This is not fair. You know, the whole presumption through the way the media filters everything is that racism is a one-way street. It's always white people trying to keep the black man. All this crap. It's just not possible that it's a two-way street or a three-way street or whatever you want to call it. This guy has a problem. And it's just, you just can't have one-way laws. It's not right. Now, maybe there's a chance that at the federal level, they can look at this from a different angle. Wasn't there mail fraud involved in this? There may be a federal issue that they can prosecute. I don't know. Maybe this gentleman here can give us some insight. Branch.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay overall, I guess.
Yeah, I enjoy your show as usual. I saw this come up on my news feed. I thought maybe it was some sort of bad joke, and then I started reading about it. One thing I've not heard, and I'm not listening to a lot of the news today. I've been kind of tied up, but I have listened to a little bit of it. I noticed that the judge in Mullet's case stressed, and it said this in the news, that the cases had been nolpros. Understand this, that is much different than a dismissal. A nolpros allows the prosecutors, either state or federal, to continue to bring charges. We see cases nolpros all the time, I mean every day, and they're rebrought. Either the charges are reduced or they're increased. at another level. So, you know, you have, I don't know what it is in Chicago, in the state system, you have anywhere from 2 to 5 years on some charges. Some charges are limitless. I have no time restraints whatsoever, statute of limitations. Mm. In the federal system, most of them are 5-year statutes. So I noticed it did not say dismissal. It specifically said null pros. So I'm kind of, but I haven't heard anybody else pick up on that. I don't know if, you know, I'm not so sure that this case or these cases are gone forever. They have plenty of time to refile charges. You know, obviously they haven't said why they were null pros. I think if they were null pros with some sort of leave to reinstate, the police chief who came out pretty angrily against it would probably down here to null pros something like that. Normally you would have to get the consent of the charging agency, or at least let them know what you're planning. And maybe he does know, and maybe he's just upset for the camera knowing that they're going to refile something else. I don't know. But, you know, they're not dismissed. They're just null pros, which I guess over time is the same thing as a dismissal if they don't bring charges. I'd love to know the reasoning behind it if it is not going to come back.
This, you know, I've looked at every angle, and, you know, the chief of police, the head of communications for them, Rahm Emanuel, they're all like, this was a bombshell.
Yeah, and I noticed that, too, and that's what gives me concern that maybe they're not coming back. But they were null pros. I, you know, hopefully they're, you know, they can give us some good reason as to why that was, but we may never know. That's a little, I couldn't believe it when they did that. They were so quick to charge him, and it seemed like with enthusiasm and a pretty solid case, to this this pretty quick turnaround as an all pros and all charges. So, and didn't he have a press conference kind of blasted the investigation?
Oh, he's still sticking to his original story. He says, "I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of."
Yeah, if my cases had been dismissed or null pros, and I had a client. I can assure you, no client of mine has ever, nor will they ever, and I have a bunch of them, will ever go on the news and be interviewed, ever. I don't understand these attorneys that allow their clients just to openly talk to the media. Everything he's saying is being recorded. I just don't get that type of law. It's not very good attorney skills, in my opinion, but, you know, what do I know, you know?
How about Avenatti and Garagos?
Oh, I couldn't believe I couldn't happen to a better guy. He is the epitome, and I've heard other lawyers on your program say the same thing. He is the epitome of how not to practice law. He is, and he's the kind of guy, and I love a good lawyer joke. I mean, I've been telling him for 30 years, but, you know, and we're the reason, for the most part, lawyer jokes are out there, but man, he is the bun of so many bad lawyer jokes, and he's the reason we are ridiculed as much as we are. You know, everybody hates a good lawyer until they need one. You know, but he runs his mouth and runs his mouth, and I knew sooner or later somebody was going to come after him. But you know, he's so brazen. So
I'm really, sure, I mean, the matter. Well, you know, he's trying to extort Nike, and I guess they offered a few million, and he says that's not even going to begin to get it done. When in fact, didn't he just have to shut his practice down because he couldn't pay his rent?
Oh, and then that California's charging him with stealing from client trust funds to pay his bills. You know, everything these days usually is being recorded. Even attorneys record other attorneys, which I despise, but a lot of people do it. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of that stuff, the negotiations with Nike's lawyers, because Nike's lawyers were in on it, according to the news article. You know, half of that stuff was recorded.
Sure.
And I'm sure they had it all set up. So, you know, we'll see. I think he's going to have a tough row to hoe on that defense. But, mm-hmm. You know, we'll see. He's not very – I cannot imagine he'd be a very likable defendant in a jury box. But, you know, that's why we have jury systems. You never know.
You never know. Well, we really appreciate your insights, Branch, and we hope one day you'll come down and hang out with us during an afternoon.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'll try to make that happen. I know we've been talking about it for a while. I really do enjoy the y'all's programs on all throughout the day, and just don't get to listen to them a lot. But listen to you more than the rest of them just because my day pans out like that.
But, and by the way,
we'll get together soon.
Since I've been a client, I know others who have. You are one of those attorneys that you absolutely want to call when you have an issue.
Oh, yes.
Well, I appreciate it. We're real cognizant of the needs of our folks, and we represent some folks in some pretty bad situations, and we feel for them, you know, and we try our best. We certainly will do that, and we'll call you back.
As you pointed out, the reason these lawyer jokes exist, you know, and the lawyers that inspire them, it's a shame that the guys like you and Chad and my friends Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have to live under the shadow of that nonsense. This is wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's a shame. I tell you, I know both of those ladies well, and I've had a couple cases with them. You know, it's so much better to handle a case with a represented client, especially one that is represented by an attorney who knows what they're doing. It is awful to go into court with an attorney that won't call you back, won't negotiate, won't, you know, do what they're supposed to do. And it just makes my life so much easier to deal with somebody that knows what they're doing, you know. And I've had the pleasure of having cases against, Jackie Moore, but, you know, and we've always worked it out, you know, and it makes it for a way more pleasurable experience, I can tell you. I've got several right now that are with just absolute, I can't say on the air, and it just makes it so frustrating to deal with them.
Well, I hope you'll check your calendar, find a date where you can come out and join us for an afternoon. We'd love to have you.
I'll do it, my friend. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Branch. Branch Close, noted local attorney. Since he mentioned Dana and Jacqueline, what they specialize in, representing men in matters of divorce. But if you are going through a divorce and you want excellent representation, they will consult with you as well. When it comes to matters of custody, there are prejudices in the court system against men. It's that simple. And you can have a slam dunk situation where you've been a responsible father and you have kept up your obligations, and still that you know, you've got to have rock solid representation, people who will fight, negotiate a deal that you can live with, and look out for your rights, your custody rights, you know, in an emphatic and passionate manner. And that's what Dana and Jacqueline do. And if you'd like to learn more about their practice, divorceformenalabama.com is the web address. If you're a News Talk listener, they offer a generous discount on a consulting fee, 819-4800, so make sure you mention that if you need their services, 819-4800. And again, divorceformenalabama.com online.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I thought I should mention that. They're going to be back with us April 3rd, which I think is a week from tomorrow, right?
Right.
Okay. 325, our buddy David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, is going to be joining us in about 10 minutes.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more towards your bottom line is good for business. At Lowe's, we do it right too, to bring you savings every day. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, stop in now and get SmartCore 100% waterproof flooring starting at just $2.58 a square foot. Available in a variety of styles exclusively at Lowe's. Load up today in store or save time by shopping online at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready to go when you are. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Hey,
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
They open up their trap when there's controversy. They always get blown back. I said, shut up, celebrities. You gotta think before you tweet. I said, woo-hoo, shut up, celebrities. Barbra Streisand just ain't right. And Bette Midler, please keep your mouth shut tight. Liam Neeson, just keep it inside. Oh, that was so unnecessary, so unnecessary. And Rose and Barb, all wiped out on Ambien, should have just locked her phone. They got a real hot take, then they start backtracking. They make a big mistake. We say, shut up, celebrities. I feel bad for their PR team. I said,
I just posted on Facebook, 50 Hollywood stars who accused President Trump of treason and collusion with Russia. Some of these are disappointing. There's Michael Keaton. I used to like him. People I used to enjoy watching. We not only have Barbara Streisand on the list, of course, she was also opening up a mouth about, well, Michael Jackson's needs were his needs, and so what? Barbara, really? So I basically posted it with the comment, it's too bad there's no law against being an ignorant ass. Holy cow, Joey.
Holy cow, Greg.
It's...
What a weird world we live in.
It is a weird world. It really is. Now, David Blackman, who has been a, like, every other Tuesday regular now, and I would ask him for time on every Tuesday if I didn't feel I was imposing. I think he'd do it.
No, he's very happy with it. Every time I call him, he's like, oh, hey. He loves you, man.
His blog, DB Daily Update. I don't go to Drudge. I can't go to Drudge. Look at what's on there now. It's like something flipped. In fact, let me write that down, among other things I would like to talk to him about. Something's different with Drudge. Drudge is just not... It seems like he's, look, when you follow a website as diligently as I've followed that one for well over 10 years, 15 years, you can tell when something changes, when there's a different tone. I don't know if it's personal on Matt Drudge's part, if he just doesn't like Trump, what his issue is, but something has clearly changed because he seems to go out of his way to make the president look bad. And then, of course, the story with the Smollett. This is, you know, is the world going to stop spinning? No. Is it going to really affect any of our lives directly? No. But this one hits our fairness button. And, we've been so misinformed and deliberately misrepresented in the news. And by the way, among the apologists and probably, hopefully, one of the accused, Brennan, Mr. Picklepuss, Mr. Communist. I may have been given bad information, really. So he's already like trying to jump off the.
No, I think he was the one giving the bad information.
Him, McCain,
Comey,
Clapper, all of them. So let's get the DOJ to start with, like, Stroke and Page and work their way up. Who told you to do this? Whose orders were you following? And guess where it's going to all wind up at the same place.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Inspector General Horowitz's report on the start of that Russia counterintelligence, started by Strzok, I believe, or headed by Strzok at least. That report by Horowitz will be coming out soon enough, I believe, because he's been waiting on Mueller's investigation. And then today, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was speaking very strong. I am gonna look into the beginning of this. He really is. And he is now the head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, so he's the power to do it. So there might be a day of reckoning for some of these officials.
Hey, quick heads up. We're going to have a Duncan and Son Predictathon tomorrow morning for Auburn's appearance in the Sweet 16 tournament.
That's awesome.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the prize is. I just know Don's going to be here tomorrow morning, and we'll have it on Facebook like we usually do, so you can participate and win something nice from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. It'll be interesting to see people predicting basketball scores instead of football. And don't forget, Don has three locations to handle all your car service needs and to make it as easy and convenient as possible for you by accommodating a ride back to your house, to your office, whatever you need. Downtown 408 Madison, Highway 14 near the McDonald's in Millbrook, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. David Blackman will be joining us in just a moment. We've got traffic and weather together, and then we'll be back.
As we look around the river region, Montgomery Skywatch sees traffic returning to a normal pace for this time of the day. It's busy on the boulevard, especially on the south side between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. We also see a lot of people around the I-85 intersection as well as the Atlanta Highway. On the Atlanta Highway, we still see a lot of traffic between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. If you're headed up Taylor Road, lots of folks going with you towards East Chase, and that traffic jam goes all the way out to Vaughan Road. If you're using I-85 to get out of the downtown area, look out because we have an accident at South Lawrence and Arba Street. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Prosecutors are dropping all charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett. He was charged with disorderly conduct, accused of staging a phony attack, and claiming he was the victim of a hate crime. Smollett was in court for an emergency hearing today. It's unclear why all the charges were dropped against him. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after the victim of a shooting from earlier this month died last Friday. Authorities say 35-year-old Xavier Smith is the victim. He was shot on March 9th in the 3400 block of McGee Road. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The 11th Max Capital City Classic, Auburn against Alabama, takes place at Riverwalk Stadium tonight. 15th-ranked Alabama will look to bounce back after losing 2 of 3 against Mississippi State over the weekend. Same for Alabama, who only scored one win against Arkansas. The first pitch will be thrown at 6. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Get the jackets ready. We have a couple of chilly nights ahead for tonight. With mostly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine around. We'll be a little below normal on the temperature as far as the normal for this time of the year, with a high tomorrow 67, low tomorrow night 42. Then on Thursday, a little bit warmer with a high temperature in the low 70s. Nice weather on Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the upper 70s, and the pollen count still in the high to very high range through the rest of the week. We got another storm system coming in by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti.
He was the attorney for adult film star Stormy Daniels,
the celebrity lawyer.
Now with even more shady stuff.
It doesn't get any more slimy than this.
Or does it?
The bank fraud.
The wire fraud.
The fraud fraud.
Watch the feds nail him in an old-fashioned shakedown.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Don't miss the Nike extortion.
Between $15 and $25 million.
And the federal prosecutors.
Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti.
Bring your court papers.
And joining us now from somewhere in Texas, as he describes in his Twitter bio, David Blackman, author of the blog dbdailyupdate.com, which I continue to remind everybody to bookmark and read on a daily basis for a dose of common sense analysis of the news. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
I got to ask you a question. Yesterday, and I was, your Twitter feed was awesome yesterday. There was a lot of, it had a very celebratory tone. As it should, because what we've known for 2 years, that Donald Trump did nothing, and then we had to go through all of this grief to have it confirmed, and watching the Avenatti thing come down. Today, that kind of got tamped down by this bizarre Smollett situation.
It is. It's really rather bizarre. And I Chicago's a unique place. It just doesn't seem like anything's changed since Al Capone, you know. It's amazing. It's just phenomenal what happens up there.
Let me ask you, do you believe when you see that Rahm Emanuel is livid, that the chief of police is angry? I'm having trouble buying into that.
I have to tell you, I swear to God, it's the first time in my life I've ever been on Rahm Emanuel's side on anything, and that is such a strange feeling for me.
It is.
This is a guy who's made a living for 25 years working for slime bags like the Clintons and the Obamas, and now all of a sudden he's actually the good guy today.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem right at all.
And again, 14 counts. How does just all of that just go away? How does that just vanish? I did see a story that Soros had donated $408,000 mm-hmm. to the prosecutor, although she had recused herself because she had spoken with Smollett's family.
Right.
Somebody's palm got greased here.
Well, let's think about that. You know, Soros has dedicated $100 million over the last 3 election cycles to contributing money to prosecutors, state attorneys general campaigns, district attorney campaigns in large cities. You know, this is a guy who wants to destroy America. Well, how better to destroy America than to destroy the public's faith in the legal justice system? Okay. He gave $408,000 to this woman's campaign, her last campaign, and you know what? Who's to say that the quid pro quo here isn't that he's going to give $500,000 to her next campaign? You know, that doesn't have to necessarily be a direct one-for-one bribe in this situation.
Kind of like the Clinton Foundation.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's the kind of confidence game that, you know, is a classic mob racket. The Clinton Foundation is the classic mob racket. It's just amazing that still here we are more than 2 years into the Trump administration and no one at the Justice Department has apparently lifted a finger to take a look at what's been going on at the Clinton Foundation for the last decade.
Interesting theory. I know you've written a lot about Jeff Sessions. Yesterday, one of my listeners actually wrote a pretty thoughtful piece in that Sessions, after recusing himself from this whole Russian thing, was the guy that kept Trump in line. There's nothing there. Don't say anything. Don't, you know, it was kind of keeping him from making it worse for himself. And you think that's a possibility?
I don't know. You know, I hate to think ill of Jeff Sessions.
So do I. He's been on my show 1,000 times.
And as a senator, I thought he was wonderful. And
yep.
I thought he was going to be a wonderful attorney general. And, you know, I hope someday we'll find out that he really was doing good stuff behind the scenes. Maybe John Huber really is doing something out there in Salt Lake City.
That's the mystery, isn't it? What is Huber doing?
We certainly haven't seen any evidence of that, but who knows? You know, maybe in a few months here, we'll start seeing perp walks and indictments come down, and we'll find out that Jeff Sessions just had everybody fooled.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, in that had any of these people been perp walked before the Mueller report came out, the media would have called it revenge. It's, you know, just another abuse of power by Trump. Maybe with a little passing of time, all of this stuff. I mean, there's so much evidence of real Russian collusion involving some of the players that, you know, we've been hearing about Comey and all of those characters, that Mueller himself delivered uranium to Putin. Sometimes you don't know what to believe, but it sure seems like there's all these... Bill Clinton getting a gigantic check for a 40-minute speech, $500,000.
That, and I mean, we know beyond any... I mean, there's no question that the people who paid for the Trump dossier to be compiled, a dossier that was compiled with input from Russian agents and ex-British intelligence agent running the whole program, right? $11 million... to pay for that came from the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. We tend to forget about that, but that's on the public record. There's no question about that. And that's what germinated all of this. All of this started with that dossier.
Now, do you
and
think
it was the justification for everything that happened here? So, you know, that has to be, there has to be accountability for that at some point.
I have to agree. Now, if you are investigating this, do you start with Stroke and Page, the two lovebirds, and then work your weapon? And who told you to do what you did? Do you, you know, go in reverse order until... Because I am, without hesitation, I am convinced...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
...is the guy that said protect her.
DOJ. These counterintelligence investigations, the President of the United States receives a briefing on all the active counterintelligence operations multiple times every week. Okay, this didn't happen. This could not have been happening without full and complete knowledge from the President of the United States. It was a counterintelligence investigation. That was the basis for everything. I think you should start with James Comey personally and go from there, because James Comey personally signed the first FISA warrant, which was based on nothing else than this fake dossier that he knew to be fake.
Yeah.
You know, just start there and then just go from there, you know? I mean, you might as well start with the big fish first. But start somewhere. I don't care where they start, just as long as somebody finally starts.
Well, again, you know, that my faith in that is somewhat diminished when I see a situation like, wow, they really got smollett here, you know, with this stunt he pulled that had the whole country in an uproar. Turns out to be fake, and now 14 indictments go away. And Hillary's been the grease pig. I mean, going all the way back to Travelgate and every other scandal that's followed, they've just never been able to pin anything on that woman.
Well, I'm not sure anyone's ever tried. You know, they certainly no one ever made any effort at all in the Obama administration. The whole investigation into her email thing was completely fake. I mean, that's also just a matter of public record at this point. That's not speculation. You know, on Smollett, but back to Smollett, one thing we're, I think, forgetting, a lot of people are forgetting here, is this guy also is potentially liable for mail fraud, because he was sending phony letters to himself through the United States Mail, you know, threatening letters to himself and trying to concoct a phony hate crime that way. And when that failed to get him a raise and a promotion from his TV series, he concocted the whole getting beat up on the streets of Chicago thing.
All right, that's my...
So the federal government could potentially, if the Justice Department chose to, could possibly bring indictments on him for mail fraud. So he's not completely out of the woods yet.
I would love to get your take on what President Trump said yesterday, in that this should never happen again to a president of the United States. And clearly he's thinking of the office itself and anybody that happens to be in a Republican or Democrat, where they are, you know, targeted by their own people, and going through 2 years of this insanity. What do you think he might be signaling with that? He's been kind of coy about, you know, every time he does a rally, it's lock her up, lock her up. If you had to make a prediction, what do you think happened next?
You know, I mean, I think that's a heartfelt sentiment that he's expressing there, that piece of it.
I think that, to me,
the more intriguing thing he said yesterday was when he was sitting there with Netanyahu and talked about people at the highest levels in the Obama administration being guilty of treason. I mean, he used the word treason. Well, he doesn't, you know, I know people think Trump's this goofy wild man, but Trump doesn't say things without a purpose, without a reason for saying them. And he used that word specifically and intentionally. And so that, I think that's very interesting. And I just kind of wonder what that means in terms of what may be happening finally at long last in the Justice Department right now.
By the way, I don't know where you found it, but you made me laugh out loud on your blog. I was kind of down this way. I have a weird... weird condition with my ear that made my weekend really crummy.
Oh, God.
But you got me to laugh with the photo of Rachel Maddow looking like she had just taken a bite out of a turd sandwich. That was a picture.
She was crying.
Yes.
Crying on air.
Crying because there was no crime committed. What kind of insanity is that? I got to ask you another question, because you have alluded to this on Twitter and in your blog. What is going on with Matt Drudge? I'm finding it very difficult to utilize his website after, you watch something for 15 or more years. There's been a change there. There has been an absolute change.
Oh, yeah, there's been a drastic change. And Fox News, too.
I mean, I just read a story that Judge Jeanine may not be back.
She may not. She may not. You know, a lot of weird stuff happens at Fox News. Napolitano was completely, I mean, he's a great example. He was completely right from the beginning with Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley about the legal analysis of this whole Russia collusion thing and why Mueller was never going to be able to pin anything on Donald Trump. And then midway through this whole deal, about April or May of last year, he suddenly completely did a 180 on it with no explanation. Nobody ever, he never gave any on-air explanation of why his talking points on the matter suddenly changed. And I almost felt like he had just been told by somebody at Fox News to stand down. But I mean, he's just kind of an example of an overall trend at Fox News, other than their nighttime lineup. Of becoming more and more left-leaning during the daytime. And, that's part of that, I think, is Rupert Murdoch going away.
Yeah.
And what was the guy's name? Roger Ailes, getting in all his problems. But Ailes had been the brains behind that operation and setting the tone and direction. And once he got kicked out, it's all begun to change, and it's changing fairly rapidly. So, I fully expect 5 years from now it'll be, just kind of a soft copy of CNN operation.
That's sad, and that's also frightening.
It is frightening. It's frightening for the future of the country, for sure.
If I understand correctly, Mitch McConnell is going to go to the Senate and ask for a vote on the new Green Deal.
Yeah,
to get
today.
These people on record. Is it true that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has offered an I'm with Stupid t-shirt to anybody that votes yes on the new Green Deal?
I don't know if she has. She certainly should. That's the funniest part of this. It is how outraged all the Democrats who endorsed this thing are today at having to actually cast a vote on this thing.
That's a whole different matter.
it's just the most amazing thing. And they do this stuff. It's every day. There's something like that. Some just rank hypocrisy, contradiction on their part. And, you know, they just go right along. The news media makes one little mention of it, and then the next day, it's a whole new day. It just is phenomenal the way they're allowed to get away with nonsense like that.
Forgive me for not mentioning that your expertise in the oil and gas industry. You write for Forbes magazine on this topic. Quick last question. Gas prices have bumped up, as we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Do you see a leveling off? Do you see this reaching a peak, or will we still see increases at the pump in the immediate
future? You know, it's mostly a function of the price for crude oil, and crude oil has continued to become, you know, the prices just goes up a little bit every week. I think we've got, the domestic price here in the U.S. is around $60. I don't really expect it to go much higher than that for the rest of this year. It could get to maybe 65. But over the next month, you're going to see an increase probably of 10 to 15 cents in the price per gallon of gasoline, because this is the time now that all the refineries are having to switch over from the winter blends of gasoline to the summer blends of gasoline that is mandated by the EPA. It's part of the program to reduce regional haze issues, and it's been very successful, frankly. But there are maybe 10 or 12 different winter blends, but there's over 100 summer blends that have to be delivered in specific volumes to specific parts of the country every day. And that tends to, it increases the cost of refining and the cost of transportation, and that ends up getting reflected in the cost and the price of the pump. So there will be, it's going to go up here over the next month. It'll start going back down towards the end of summer when demand slacks off, and then the rest of it's just a function of what the oil price does.
It was an amazing thing to witness. Our legislature just passed was it 6 cents a gallon, Joey?
It'll be 10 cents eventually, but 6 cents starting in October this year.
There was really no debate. There were no Republicans standing up going anti-tax. It just sailed through. Our Republican governor signed it, and it happened so quickly that people here didn't even have a chance to get ticked off over it. They are now. And our gas prices have been very, very low relative to, you know, some of the other 57 states and what they pay. The time with you goes by so fast. I really, really appreciate you taking time away to join us. And
I'm thrilled to. This is fun.
Yeah, I love it. And I thank you for the education I get from reading your blog. I just feel like I'm smarter than I deserve to sound, thanks to you. That's a sincere compliment, my friend.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
So we will be buttonholing you very soon, if that's okay.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
All right. It's always a pleasure. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. Check it out so you can be like me and sound good. Thanks, David. Take care, my friend.
All right.
He does like being on the show.
He does.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you out.
You look so happy, Greg. For those who were out there listening and not sitting in the studio like I am, Greg was beaming as he was talking to Mr. Blackman there.
This guy gets linked on some aggregator websites.
I know.
And he retweets some of the stuff I put out there, which is very flattering. So, am I getting anything exciting here? All right, Duncan is on predicting. It is 3:55. We will check traffic here in just a second. If you only need one company to take on all your tech challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, introducing the new C Spire Business. That's capital C, separate, Spire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with 500 competent professionals on their team, with 8,700 miles of fiber and the 9th-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology needs. Learn more at CSPIRE, CSPIRE.com/business. CSPIRE, customer inspired.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
As we roll on through the 3 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on the Boulevard. It's 2900 block of East Boulevard. That one is going to be basically in front of McConnell Honda. And there's a second accident on the Boulevard. This one's over near the truck stop. It's near I-65, so look out there. And we have another one for you. This one is on US 31 in both directions, right where it meets Highway 80. So let's be careful over in the South Lawn area. Traffic on the interstates is rolling along just fine. Just be careful this afternoon. Keeping your pets safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSPIRE Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSPIRE Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSPIRE, customer inspired.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the